Welcome to Soul Up. I am Kayleen Welsh, and I am your guide to a lighter life. With this podcast, we seek to align with the rhythm of the universe and remember that we have a place in this overall schematic of an integrated earthly and cosmic life. We are both human and divine. So, welcome to spring, or autumn, depending on which side of the earth you live on. It's interesting to note that the further we get from center, the more extreme our experience of polarity. From the center, we operate cohesively, with integrity, as all levels of our being align, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. When we are centered, we are balanced. We're able to maintain an equilibrium as we dance, this intricate human cosmic dance. Here in the United States, a large majority of the people believe in an afterlife, 80-some percent. And even people that say they don't believe in a heaven or hell or something believe that there is some form of life beyond death. It's time that we recognize that there is a bigger something going on here, and I'd like to see us talk about it a little bit more. Science has verified that we are energy beings, electrical and magnetic. We seem to be part of a much larger system of life and synergy. Call that God, call that science, call that greater life. It's a mystery to me. I simply call it good. Whatever it is, it would seem wise to talk about it and do what we can to work with it. Whatever this greater life is all about, the one thing that we can count on is that things will change. Change is the one sure thing. Nothing stays the same. That seems to be a big part of this universe. Change, it's a constant within our lifetimes as we age, mature, ripen. And it has occurred through the collective years of human life. We are not the same version of Homo sapien that we were eons or even centuries ago. Now, our operating system is getting a reboot. Humanity is in the midst of a big up-leveling. We have reached a tipping point in consciousness, though I know on the surface it doesn't appear that way. If you look at news reports, social media, or even just looking around and seeing firsthand the fear and injustices in the lives of people around us, we can be convinced, I can be convinced, that we're still some cruel and barbaric people of the past. I don't need to tell you that current circumstances have humanity in a tailspin. It's clear that the U.S. is undergoing a major shakeup. And I want to remind you that the U.S. is experiencing a powerful Pluto return in its own birth chart. The ripples are reverberating across the globe as the U.S. looks at who they are as a country and a people and what they stand for. Voices of cruelty, racism, misogyny, divisiveness, hatred, they're loud, yet I believe they are a minority. One by one, people stand up. And in recent days, by the thousands, really, that's what we've watched in the last days as people have gathered and rallied and said, hey, we want to talk about the world that we want to create. So voices are speaking up. Voices for kindness, for acceptance and fairness, for cohesion, for community, for creating a world of peace and dignity for all. Those who speak for love are the majority, and it's time for us to get loud. Now, if you listened to last week's podcast, you may have thought me a little bit out there when I said that we are now in a position to recognize each other as beings of light. Well, I meant it. This is what I mean. Most people are kind and helpful, strong and compassionate. They're smart. Look around at the people in your life. Most are doing their best to be good people, to care for their families, to make a difference in their community. So, expand your vision. look and see the rest of the story. You know, look with new eyes. Look at the bigger picture. Shift your perspective. See all the brave people standing up for what they believe in, taking on the bullies, abiding by their values, really making sacrifices for the good of a better humanity. People are doing their best to care for the planet, for our safety, our sovereignty, and our well-being. Many people are doing whatever they can, wherever they can, to protect the common good. And this is Aries energy come to life in its highest expression. Aries is the white knight, the hero of any gender, who speaks for and protects the underdog. Aries energy calls us to passion and action. The sun entered the astrological sign of Aries on Thursday, March 20th, last Thursday. It brought the Earth cosmic cycle to spring equinox, a point of equal day and equal night, a balancing of the light and the dark, and seen as the beginning of a new cycle. Aries, the archetype of the masculine principle, the hero, the pioneer, the way-shower, the warrior, and also, in its shadow expression, the bully, the controller, the one who doesn't listen, the user and abuser. This is the dark side of Aries. It is louder, scarier, and keeps us in fear. And of course, there's a whole range of related qualities in between those extremes. Each one of us has an Aries, and some days we're the hero, and some days, you know, excuse my language, but we're the pain in the ass. Our challenge with Aries energy is self-control, mastery over our lower nature. We have to learn to channel this life force, this huge influx of life force, how to use it constructively. To bring it to life is courage, inspiration, and assertiveness. Otherwise, it can come into expression through narcissistic action, control, or arrogance. Each of the 12 astrological archetypes are said to represent an aspect of godhood, qualities that we are to embody to bring forth our greatest spiritual expression. In its highest expression, Aries carries the soul quality of enthusiasm. Entheos, awareness of the God within. Your unique spark of the divine. You know, your one-of-a-kind good, or in my frame of reference, God. Enthusiasm, you know, it's a fun word. It brings excitement to life, passion, focus. Spiritual teachings say that enthusiasm is a particular kind of inspiration that fills us when we find a holy purpose. It is the ability to bring the fire of spirit from higher planes into manifestation and to convert it into action in our physical lives. In its highest expression, it is an energy that makes spirit visible. As you recognize the spark within, your strength, skill, interests, purpose, heart, and bring it forth, you become a source of good, or God. In her book, Mystery of the Christos, Corinne Helene asks, what is it that brings this transition, that changes mortal human into one who manifests their Godhead? It's a powerful question. What is it that lifts us out of our human limitations into the intangible, into a recognition that we are part of a greater system of co-creation and interdependence? Helene answered. She said, it is the awakening of the great I Am principle, the birth of Christ consciousness within. She describes Aries as the transmutation season for man, the most propitious time I had to look up that word, the most favorable time for him to roll away the stone of his old life and come forth in the full power of a resurrected consciousness. Now, while the word woke today may be heard by some as a problematic word, it feels relevant. I think we're being awakened. This awakening is the awareness that, as Jesus the Christ stated, this and more shall you do. The upleveling in consciousness that is occurring for humankind is bringing with it greater awareness of this spark of God within and how it relates to the world without. Our understanding, experiences, our interests in greater life, in the mystery, it's expanding as external experiences call people into deeper relationship within, with themselves and their psyche and their deeper consciousness, and without, into the mystery. According to spiritual teacher Adrian Ashley, at spring equinox, life bursts anew out of restricted forms, and the new, pure and strong, emerges out of the old. Our years of spiritualization have brought us to a new level of expression. They have moved us away from dogma and external religiosity to a more individualized relationship with this great mystery of life. People are finding God in nature, in each other, in themselves, and each of these sparks will grow as they are witnessed, kindled, and tended to. And the wheel continues to turn. You can think of each astrological archetype as a spice, with the energetic flavor shifting as the earth turns through its seasons. The transition between them isn't a definitive line. The flavors blend as they merge and then redefine as they reach their peak, before fading out again as the wheel turns. Sort of like waves or breath. But no energy ever fades completely away. It's important to recognize that we operate in cycles overlaying cycles. The cycle of the day and the night, the cycle of the lunar cycle, the solar cycle, the cycle of the season, the planetary cycle. All of those lie over our individual life cycle. They all blend and merge into the others. So as we talk about the seasons and the entry into spring as a time of revitalization and rebirth, it's helpful to become familiar with your own natal chart. If you have one, keep it out where you can look at it. If you don't have one, there's lots of places to get one. But pay attention as the wheel of life goes around and note what areas of your life are being activated by the bigger wheel. So like for now, you would like to look and see where 0 degrees of Aries sits in your chart. For me, it's just entering the seventh house of relationships. Wherever it's at, that placement offers you insight into the area of life that's being revitalized, where the action will be. Where you get to show up in a new way, in a way that reflects your awareness of the spark of the divine within. You can also look at your chart for Mars, the planetary ruler of Aries. It's making its way through Cancer, interesting enough, the house of the mother, moving onward. It's, you know, we did this long period of retrograde, but now it's moving forward. In my chart, it's in the 10th house, the very top of the astrological wheel. It's like standing up on top of the world for everybody to see. Now it deals with reputation and career, issues with authority. This is where I am being called to overcome my lower nature, my fears, doubts, self-judgment, and stand forth, you know, confidently, bravely, passionately, and in the highest expression I can muster. In the spring, there is a reduction in the Earth's magnetic field, making it easier to release old patterns and awaken new ones. And as we attune to this cycle, we support our evolution and our personal transcendence. As we die to old ways of being, we move into higher consciousness. In doing so, we expand beyond the fear and limitations of human life to a place of greater divine truth. The complete cycle of the seasons reminds us that life is continual and never-ending. It is an ongoing process of birth, death, and rebirth. It is an eternal process of cleansing and growth. Spring equinox reawakens us to life from our winter sleep. We are reminded that light returns. It always does. There is a story of Astara, the goddess queen of the springtime, whose name the word Easter, may have come from. It is said that when Astara first came to Earth at the very beginning of the world, she noticed how dark and cold everything seemed. She knew that the life force in everything was sleeping, waiting for its time to wake again. She realized that she was sent to Earth to wake things up. Spring comes to waken the life force in all life. We see this surge of energy in action as the earth bursts into new life around us and within us. From deep within, we feel an urge to move our lives forward, like a seed pushing forth out of the earth into the air, like a baby being born into new life. And here's some ideas, some practical things that you can do to get in sync with this natural cycle and create for yourself a fresh burst of personal growth. So here's one. Clear out the old. Whether the material things, stuff, activities, people, thought patterns, anything that keeps you stuck or limits your fullest expression. The ritual of spring cleaning actually comes from the ancient mystery temples, where rituals to cleanse old energy would be performed at the exact moment that the sun moved into alignment with the equator. We are energetically supported this time to create space for new growth and new opportunities by removing whatever negative energy has accumulated in ourselves and in our homes. It's a good time to connect with the energy of newness. It's an excellent time to initiate new order in your life, new routines, revise the structure of your day, explore new ideas, try new things. Feel free to express yourself in a new way. Another way to utilize and work with this energy is to really just take some time and go within. This is a great time for inner work, as the powerful impulses of spring support us to attune more deeply to life's mysteries. That's really what Lent and Easter and some of this is all about. Esoteric Christianity teaches us that there is a profound significance to this time of year, as the events in the life of Jesus the Christ symbolically reflect the path that we all must walk as we move into divine consciousness or enlightenment. So spend time in silence to hear your inner teacher. Release your own healing energies and allow more of your personal light to shine. Show compassion and caring. Use the creative power of your thoughts to send healing energy and prayers to others. Attend to the earth. Consider what you might do to make things better. Let your light shine. You can also consciously connect with the spiritual aspect of life, of being. Reflect on that. What is it to you? What does it mean? What gives your life value? Engage in a spiritual practice, maybe a guided meditation, maybe church services, connection with nature, some type of reading. There's all kinds of things out there. Look for an activity that keeps you aware of the spark of the divinity within you. It helps you remember that there is a bigger picture and a greater truth. Use this time to gain awareness to move more fully into your soul mission. Look for new ways to be of service, as well as new opportunities to support others. This is a time when new spiritual teachers are often awakened to their tasks and purpose. step right out into the spotlight. It is clearly a time to think about your higher purpose and how you can bring your unique gifts more fully out into the world. Focus on conscious transmutation. It is an ideal time to assert the will of the soul over that of the personality. It kind of takes us back to that idea of self-control, discipline, being a disciple. Let your higher self rise and lead the way, integrating the ego. So do your best to stay centered, calm, and steady. Do things that keep your vibration high. Laugh, give and get hugs. Express your creativity. Whatever makes you feel inspired and uplifted, something you're passionate about. With the renewal that comes with spring, we recognize that every moment in life is an opportunity for rededication to this high quest, the mystery, the sacred. Aries charges us with the energy to pursue our highest vision and reminds us that all things are possible. It is an energy of renewal, a potent force that brings strength to initiate action. According to Louis Pasteur, happy is he or she who bears a God within and who knows it. So let's take a minute and connect with that divine spark within. I invite you, if you're in a position to do so, to close your eyes and settle in for an infusion of Aries energy. Now get comfortable. Just wiggle around a little bit, settle into your chair, relax on your couch. As you can, keep your spine straight, your head erect. It just helps keep the energy flow. Take a few deep breaths and let your body settle and soften. Bring your mind back from all the places it's been today or all the things that you think you need to do yet today. And allow yourself to just sit peacefully with this moment. Take a little bit of time for you. There's nothing you have to do or be. And with every breath, you feel more centered and relaxed. I'd like you to start by feeling a tether, extending from the bottom of your feet, anchoring you firmly in the safety and support of Mother Earth. And once you feel steady and held, look up. Bring your awareness to the light of your soul star, just above your head. Feel the flow of light and spiritual energy entering through the top of your head and flowing gently through your body. With each breath, the spiral flow of divine energies merge, flowing down from the higher worlds and up from the earth, moving you closer into alignment with the point of rest at your center, the calm, divine point at your core, where the spark of truth and light resides. As you breathe and relax, awareness of your present setting fades. You see yourself on the crest of a small hill, overlooking a still river. Its waters are black and deep. The sky above is filled with dark, gray, swirling clouds. The trees and bushes are bare, gray. Across the river sits an ancient temple in ruin. It's dusk, and as the sun goes down behind you, it takes the last of the daylight with it. You stand alone in the darkness. All is silent. You can see and hear nothing, but you feel safe and unafraid. You breathe deeply and relax into the shadows with a deep sigh. With curiosity and compassion, you walk through your life story. You see the dark spaces and with acceptance and understanding, recognize the gifts that came with the challenges. You walk through the places of sorrow and confusion, seeing that they were the places where the light got in. The shadows fade as you recognize the illusions and false truths that have held you in fear. Walking on, you see all the blessings you have received. You see the unique you and the gifts that only you can bring. You remember the abilities that you've shown in the past and that you know you can revitalize again. You see the hopes and dreams and wishes that you have yet to fulfill. And there arises within you the realization that the opportunities for these are never past. The wheel of life continues to turn. You realize that you have crossed the dark river, and above you on the hillside stands the ancient temple. You climb the slope, and as you reach the crest, you see that the temple is no longer in ruins, but stands in luminous glory. You look around and see that all the earth is green again. The trees and bushes are budding with new life. You notice that the first rays of the sun lighten the horizon to the east. And as the light expands, the temple door opens wide, inviting you in. At the center are four guides, the archangels of the seasons. The temple swells with the music of harmony and life. The light of the sun fills the temple, breathing new light into all life. You look back toward the river and see the golden sunlight reflecting and filling the water with new radiance and a fire of light. You raise your eyes to the heavens and light pours over you. It spirals in and through you, and you are renewed. Your entire being is ignited with new radiance, and you see yourself in the fullness of your true glory, your light shining out from you like a great star in the heavens. You close your eyes in gratitude and are filled with a renewed awareness of your divine fire. Your heart and mind merge in awe at the wonder and magnificence of the spiritual truths reflected in your being and throughout the universe. You feel the impress of these truths within you, their energies growing like the rising sun, infusing your soul with new life. You feel the heat and the rush of energy move through your system, activating and revitalizing. You feel your divine fire burning within. Infused with life force, you are ready to step into the dynamic rebirth of spring and stand strong in your powerful I Am energy. Holding that in with the breath, begin to bring your awareness back to the space and time you're in. Allow yourself to move. Slowly, gently, just wiggling your fingers or toes. Reconnect fully to your body and your senses. Feel yourself supported by your chair. Hear the sounds around you. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Sit for just a moment, feeling this dynamic light of the divine that has been rekindled within. It is this light that is needed now, as together we walk through the darkness and bravely step forward to co-create a new world. Remember, this week we are still in the eclipse window. Now, this Saturday, March 29th, we will have the second of this pair of eclipses, with a partial solar eclipse on the new moon as the sun and moon come together in Aries. Until then, shine bright and shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, sky sunny. Ooh. like wax before you. You're soothing every sore spot, smoothing every coarse knot, leaning with my whole soul toward you. Every word you sing, simply let it ring out with that voice sweet as honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Smile to my face.